time that a son stabbed his mother over a cheeseburger. It happened this morning in the 400 block of Bancroft. 13 ABC's Alexis Means talked with the mother, and she's live with what the woman had to say. Alexis?
Diane, the teen is locked up here at the Lucas County Jail. His mother says that this is not the first time that he has stabbed her. 18-year-old Aaron Dean is in jail accused of stabbing his own mother.
Because I didn't bring him nothing, a hamburger here.
Virgie Dean says she grabbed a cheeseburger from Rally's and headed home.
I walked in the door with a bag of food, and I started biting my sandwich, but I already saw that he had eaten.
She says her 6'3", 300-pound son got upset because she did not bring him a burger, too.
And he's like, where's my food at? And I'm like, so I'm like, I'm not going to give you anything. So he smacked my sandwich, and then it pushed me or something, and then it escalated from there.
He allegedly grabbed and choked her.
It's because he had me in a corner, and I took a knife and I stabbed him in his finger, and then he ran in his room and grabbed a big old butcher knife and came back and like, you cut me, you stand right there. And he just took the knife and just stuck it in my arm.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, November 18th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, a Facebook religious prophet sings in tongues, plus don't clean expensive musical instruments with dairy products. Everyone in South Dakota is on meth and storing drugs in my hidey hole. All coming up today.
You suck it. Get AIDS and die.
I'm a human being!
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
I don't know if you know about this, about me. This, you know that I don't know
it's
if you
It's the Distorted
know
View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks, Tim Henson back here with you to start a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. If you are new to the podcast, let me explain what we do here. I try to find the weirdest, most wonderful, and worst things on the internet, and then I present it to you. A lot of it is not family friendly. I'm shooting for 100% X-rated every day on the show. It's hard to hit that mark, though. Sometimes only 50% of the show is raunchy and audibly offensive. Sometimes it's 75%. Regardless, if you like odd audio, I really should have just named the damn podcast Audio, like ODD Audio. Damn, that's a better name than Distorted View. All right, we're changing the name of the podcast 15 years into this bitch. It just makes more sense. Like, people would understand what the podcast was about, and I wouldn't have to spend the first 3 goddamn minutes talking to you about things you can expect from the show. You hear audio, you know you're gonna get it. You're gonna get weird shit. Oh, goddamn it! I'm an utter failure. I just did a quick Google search, and there's like 7 podcasts already named Audio, so maybe we were right to name ourselves Distorted View Daily. All right, listen, I have got a great program for you today, and, you know, I am always looking for strange things to play for you, of course. I've got a bunch of, you know, sources that I check in with. YouTube channels, websites, blogs. One of the most interesting, yet inconsistent for our needs, are people who collect old, like, reel-to-reel audio tapes and stuff. They'll go to flea markets or estate sales, and then these people digitize it and put the audio online. A lot of times you'll hear, like, family Christmases, little kids pretending to have their own radio show, old people telling stories, but also, you know, radio commercials and jingles, stuff we've played here on the show, stuff that I found funny. Well, I ran across another reel-to-reel tape that someone digitized. The dude who recorded himself here thought he was an amazing singer, and he wanted to share his gift with the world. Today, these misguided souls would just turn to YouTube, and then we here at Distorted View Daily would quickly find him and name him a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. Well, back in the 1950s, YouTube did not exist. So, this may be our oldest Linda Finkel Hall of Famer, nearly 70 years in the making.
Mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing.
He's certainly got that Distorted View Daily it factor. I mean, ick factor.
Our helper, he amid the flood, our mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient...
Guys, I've got 10 minutes of this. I was toying with the idea of just making this entire thing a test of patience at the top of the program, but I don't know if I'm just softening up in my old age or if it was because the holidays are coming up and I was feeling charitable. I decided against it.
His crafting powers are great.
And his crapping powers are great.
Armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his ease.
Obviously, this is some religious bullshit. But, you know, most religious songs are a little stuffy. Maybe he's singing it like he's supposed to. Maybe the problem is with the source material. See if I can try to find a more secular song he was singing.
Look at her, look at him, look at that incident. Why, they're real glad they came. And in Cowper Canyon, I'm sure feeling the same.
I did find a song called Copper Canyon. It's a 1949 ditty. Sounds nothing like his version.
Look at Sally and Slim, why they're real glad they came. And in Copper Canyon, I'm sure feeling the same.
I think I prefer his version. None of that goofy ass instrumental. All you get is his voice. It's pure.
One in the prettiest town. Halloween.
This is Mead Skelton's father. Oh, he died.
Delight, delight, tap your toe. And get by and be out there. Cause in Copper
Canyon,
watch
out for the devil, okay?
Ain't nothing else to do.
In Copper Canyon, the devil's gonna come after you, okay? You gotta be careful.
All right, so there you go. That was a reel-to-reel find. Now, you guys know that I'm obsessed with the soda industry, so I know this next thing isn't really distorted view-worthy, but just let me get this off my chest. Another reel-to-reel find was a series of 9 1971 Coca-Cola radio ads that are, to me, off-brand. I don't know what the hell this shit has to do with Coca-Cola, but they're like little life tips, little life hacks for you. Here, let me play you what I mean here.
You know, when my wife puts towels away, she always folds them on the shelves.
I always tell her you're stacking them too high, the towels are gonna fall, you stupid bitch! And then I hit her. How else is she gonna learn? She needs to be corrected! But I'm not a monster, so after I give her a shiner, I crack open an ice-cold Coca-Cola and let her put it up to her eye. Coca-Cola is the only soda proven to reduce swelling. Why? Because it's the real one, baby. I'm sorry, he just sounded kind of mean at first.
You know, when my wife puts towels away, she always folds them on the shelves.
Women, right?
And I keep telling her, in the Navy, we always rolled the towels. And believe it or not, they actually seem to double the storage space.
It's the real thing, Coke-in.
That's the way it should be.
Now, I really have something for you. Would you believe this? I learned that coffee grounds are good for geraniums.
I don't believe you! Why are you lying to me? She was right, I don't believe her.
Did you believe that?
No!
You have trouble keeping your knees clean when you have to kneel down to change a tire?
Yeah, change the tire.
Or have a big square piece of plastic folded up someplace in your car, and then you can kneel on it instead of on the dirt or the pavement.
Caw.
Do you have trouble slicing cheese thin?
Oh, I can't tell you how many lives have been lost due to me not being able to cut cheese thin enough. Please, save me from this misery.
You know you can do it better with a dull knife than you can with a sharp one.
Would you listen to these fucking know-it-alls?
Believe it?
And there's one soft drink that goes better with whatever food you're serving. And it's Coca-Cola.
It's the real thing.
I've got 8 minutes of these tips. It's commercial after commercial. Some guy saying, you should slather yogurt on your piano keys. Like, what? That's one of the tips. He's like, you know how most people spread milk on their stuck piano keys? Well, you should try yogurt instead. People were so stupid in the 70s. Could you imagine what that smells like? Like the yogurt or the milk or whatever getting in between the keys and just spoiling, spoiled rotten milk stink for the next fucking 15 years at dumb pianos in your living room. No one ever uses it. It just sits there stinking up the place.
I don't know what it's like at your house, but in our place, sometimes the kids get the piano keys real sticky.
Doesn't that guy sound creepy?
I don't know what it's like at your place, but I got a bunch of kids over here, and they're getting my piano keys all sticky. That's okay, though. Play that piano key. Press real hard. Make it sing. That's called O minor.
I don't know what it's like at your house, but in our place, sometimes the kids get the piano keys real sticky. We tried using milk to clean the piano keys.
Sure, as you do.
But we found that yogurt works even better.
It's the real thing.
For psychopaths. All right, come on, what else you got? Hit me.
When my children's shoes are scuffed too badly to take polish, why, I just rub them with a raw potato and
were these commercials recorded in an insane asylum? They just, like, shove a microphone in a crazy person's face? Tell me something interesting.
Potatoes make my shoes shiny!
Oh, that's nice. How about you?
I rub yogurt on my piano to make it sound good.
You know what the best thing in the world for wooden furniture is?
Strawberry ice cream!
My husband's secretary told me years ago, and I've always used it. She said when you want to clean or polish wooden furniture, use mayonnaise.
It's the real...
of course, mayonnaise. All right, so you get the idea. It's a weird advertising campaign. My mom told me this great trick once. If you ever need to dispose of a body, your first thought, of course, is to bury it. That's exactly where police start looking for corpses, right? Your next idea may be to turn to movies for inspiration. Rather than trying to locate a vat of acid or lugging a 200-pound body off of a pier, my mom says keep it simple but smart. Go ahead and bury that son of a bitch. Maybe just a little bit deeper than normal. Say 7 feet in the ground. Then start putting the dirt back on top. When you've got about 3 feet left to go, bury a dead animal. That way, when the police dog sniffs out a corpse, the only thing the police are going to find is your dead pet cat.
It's the real thing, Coca-Cola. It's the real thing.
Hey, that one's pretty helpful. Moving on, you know, we play a lot of televangelists here on the podcast. It's fun to listen to their bullshit and hypocrisy. But we all know why they're doing what they do, right? Because they're getting tons of money. They are raking it in. These motherfuckers, you know, selling doomsday mashed potato buckets and miracle money water to rubes are then turning around and buying private jets. Much more interesting to me are the Facebook preachers. They all have severe mental illness, which of course is hilarious. Most of these Facebook prophets have a minuscule following. Most watching are just there to witness the train wreck, like me. Otherwise, it's, you know, the same four people commenting over and over. Today, thanks to DV listener David, I would like to introduce you to Catherine Pearl Brown. This bitch is all sorts of crazy. She calls herself a prophet or prophetess. She's been called by God and promoted by God. So Catherine does some live streaming. I think she's one of these prosperity preachers. It's always about, like, you're gonna get rich. You just need to give money. One of her recent live streams, there were a few comments, mostly by the same people. Tammy says the devil is so stupid. Then Tammy later says amen. Joyce says things like BRB, amen. Calvary greeting, servant of God. Catherine herself keeps talking about some cash app. She's like, as the Lord leads you to sow to this ministry, my cash app is $Prophet Catherine Brown. So she's trying to play that Jim Baker game, but lady, you don't got any slop buckets to sell. I like to get a little something aside from eternal salvation with my tithings. All right, so let's listen to a little bit of Catherine Pearl Brown doing her thing.
Do you like the darkness more than the light?
I don't think so, because the darkness is gonna be taken out soon. And then you don't have anyone to blame but yourself, cause you listen to the wrong side of the enemy.
Guys, is she trying to sing, or is she doing that black thing where you clap after every word?
The devil is your enemy, bitch!
Oh, she's speaking in tongues. Kind of.
Oh, Lord. Whoa! God is on here tonight, people! Where did that come from?
Your excessive and rapidly increasing dependency on methamphetamines?
None other than the Holy Ghost! Whoa! Thank you, Jesus! We got the devil on the run! We can't stop now! We're going through! I'm his kingdom child, and I want you to be too! So come on, people! We can do this! Yes, we can! I told the Lord to possess me! And boy, he's really possessing me tonight!
Guys, she is possessed. You know what? I believe it, because she can go like 10, 15 minutes singing in tongues without tiring out.
Kida doto kotiyo! Kida doto kotiyo! Kida doto kotiyo!
It goes. Kida doto kotiyo! Maybe some donations.
Kida doto kotiyo! Doto kotiyo!
Look, I'm going to fast forward 5-10 minutes. She's still doing that new thing. But then I noticed something strange. Well, stranger than a woman singing in tongues. Right here. And Bingo was his name, oh. I think she's just singing real songs in tongues. I'm going to have to check with God, but I think that's cheating. This video is over an hour long, and I swear to God, most of it is singing.
Sabotage, subversion, setbacks.
Back to English now.
Let every attack and retaliation fall in Jesus' name.
If you want another spicy chicken sandwich, you got to get back in line, bitch. This is Popeyes. I ain't playing.
Oh my God, all that clapping must hurt her hands. Like, I just did it for a few seconds, and my hands are raw. All right, real quick, I've got a very short clip. This was sent in, and I'm sorry I'm going to butcher your name. Taiji? I thought this was pretty great. It's very short. It features a little boy who has stolen his mom's phone and is recording himself.
Give me my phone. Can
I do something real quick?
Oh, he's going to do something real quick, Mom. Just chill out. He wants to record himself. And we're all going to be here for it. Don't worry, freaks, it's good.
Can I do something real quick?
No!
So, what it looks like he's going to try to do... He set the phone down, right? It looks like he's going to try to do a backflip. Kid is probably like 4.
3, 2, 1.
And that noise right there indicates he did not successfully complete the backflip. Here comes the good part.
Told you not to do that. You done knocked the fucking wind out yourself. Silly shit.
Yes, Taiji says some of the most heavenly audio in a bite-sized morsel. Mom, can I do something? And the mom's like, no, you cannot. She was right. He couldn't.
I told you not to do that. You done knocked the fucking wind out yourself. Silly shit.
I love black mothers.
Cut the water off!
Yeah, like her. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. You know, 50th anniversary of Distorted View Daily is coming up in December, but we have reached yet another milestone this month. It was today... Today? Yesterday? Tomorrow? Somewhere around. In one of these 3 days, 13 years ago, I started The Sideshow. It, of course, is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, and you get exclusive shows every week. More importantly, thanks to my sideshow members, I am able to do the show as a job, and I have been able to do it for 13 fun and excruciating years. Thank you so much to every single one of you who has supported me in the past and hopefully will support me in the future. Yes! Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Memberships are only $6.99 a month. Not only do you get access to the archives of Distorted View Daily and exclusive shows, you get access to 13 years worth of exclusive shows. How about that? Catch this bitch outside! I'm sorry. Whenever I clap, I have to add the word bitch somewhere in there. I don't know, it just feels right. Bitch! Bitch! I never say bitch like that unless I'm clapping. Hey, bitch. She's such a bitch. Bitch! Bitch! All right. Listen, I don't know. SuperFreakSideShow.com, that's DV's member site. Sign up, all major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Tomorrow we'll be doing an exclusive show and again on Thursday, so be on the lookout for that. Other ways to support the show, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You can pledge as little as a dollar or as much as you want. It's another way to support the show. And I thank you. I thank all of my patrons. We'll be doing a Patreon personal podcast real soon. This week I'm focused on getting the store up, so as soon as that happens I'll focus on Patreon after that. All right, so that's what's coming up. Yeah, the DV store is going to be launching hopefully later this week, so I'll let you guys know when that is up and running with new merchandise along with some old favorites. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, over the years there has been just a lot of great DV worthy meth PSAs that we have featured.
I don't sleep and I don't eat, but I've got the cleanest house on the street.
Oh, meth. Meth.
That was a good one. And of course, the lesser known Montana Meth Project PSAs.
Well, like, I was chewing gum and there was little pieces of something in my gum and I took it out and it was my tooth. It just like crumbled.
That's pretty hot. Did I ever play the alternate version of that upbeat meth song? Look at me, busy as a bee, when I get all this energy, right? Apparently there's another version. I think what happened was they recorded the first one and it was too catchy. People were like, meth sounds great. So then they released this version. It's a little more scary. I don't like it. It doesn't sell me on meth at all. All right, the reason why I bring this all up is because South Dakota has started a new anti-meth campaign, but they're not doing it right. Their slogan is literally meth. We're on it. Now, what they mean, of course, is we realize meth is a problem. Have no fears. We're on it. We're going to tackle this very important issue. But first, we're going to light up because meth, we're on it. South Dakota on Monday launched a nearly $500,000 meth prevention campaign with a head-scratching slogan. The Anti-Drug Crusade's website is onmeth.com, and the logo is an outline of the Mount Rushmore state with the phrase meth were on it. TV ads, billboards, and posters about South Dakota's growing epidemic feature people of all demographics saying, I'm on meth. So that also, you know, plays into the slogan, I'm on meth, I'm on meth. South Dakota, meth, we're all on it. Even if it's true, it's still not a great message. The state's Department of Social Services paid Minneapolis-based marketing ad agency Broadhead Company nearly $449,000 to create the campaign. The seemingly contradictory motto left some folks confused. I mean, on one hand, sure, it's a ridiculous slogan. But honestly, look what it's done, you know? There are news stories all over, right? NBC News is running it, BBC, the New York Post, Washington Post. So this thing has spread and everyone's talking about it, all for a comparatively small amount, $449,000 for an ad campaign. I mean, I don't know why people outside of South Dakota need to know that South Dakota is deep in a meth problem. It's not going to do wonders for their tourism or anything unless you're a meth addict. looking for a vacay hotspot. But, you know, this campaign has got some buzz. What was the ad agency smoking when they came up with this campaign? Asked Twitter user at Tara Lynn. Another person wrote, I love parody news, but this is actually real. No one involved in this brought up how startlingly bad it is. No, South Dakota is not on meth. They run on poorly thought out ad campaigns, though, said at Roman Knitter. In a video message announcing the campaign, Governor Kristi Noem explained the tagline's meaning as, each one of us, no matter who we are, we're on the case of meth. The campaign is going to be about solutions and hope and how every single one of us in South Dakota can partner to be on meth. Again, wording. Or as Archer would say, phrasing. We're protecting our families, we're protecting our friends from this epidemic that we see, blah, 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 blah. The state's budget includes $1 million for meth treatment services and more than $730,000 for school-based meth prevention. I've got some of the ads here. They're short 15-second ads featuring people.
I'm on meth.
Just telling us they're on meth.
So am I.
That little girl's on meth.
Meth is not someone else's problem. It's everyone in South Dakota's problem, and we need everyone to get on it.
I'm on it.
Here's another ad featuring an old man. He's like an old cowboy.
I'm on meth.
So am I.
Meth is not someone else's problem. It's every...
Ah, same bullshit, right? And there's a longer 30-second version. I think the same cowboy starts this off.
I'm on meth.
I'm on meth.
I'm on it, too. So am I.
So am I.
I'm on meth.
You guys don't sound like you're on meth. You need to be busy as a bee. You know, twitching and tweaking. What? You know, twitching and tweaking. You're going to be like, I'm on meth? Who told you I'm on meth? Someone following you? Are they following me? Are they looking at me? I got to go clean my house. My bathroom needs scrubbed. Busy as a bee. I'm busy as a bee. That's how I think all meth addicts act. I'm on it. All right, second story we have for you today. Following his arrest for possession of a hypodermic needle containing meth, a 380-pound Florida man... Say it with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dana, Homa, Florida. Yeah. This almost fucked up state. Shepherd, hear me now.
Florida. Is almost praise be to the Lord.
I want Corey to sing more songs in his fat woman voice. Yes, following his arrest for possession of a hypodermic needle containing meth, a 380-pound Florida man was hit with additional felony charges after jail personnel discovered a bag of meth wedged. Where do you think? To answer that question, let's play
Finish Fat!
All right, the game is simple. All you have to do is finish this news story. We've got a 380-pound Florida man who was arrested on meth charges. Police found some meth wedged somewhere. Longtime listeners of the show are at an advantage. We've read many stories where meth was discovered inside of someone. Inside their vagina. Inside their anus, down their throat, most recently in their nose. It could be anywhere. I'm sorry. Time is up, though. I'm going to need an answer. Unfortunately, I'm the only person here, and I can't hear you at home or in your car. So, gonna have to rely on the honor system here. Let's not waste any time, though. 380-pound man found with meth. It was wedged somewhere. A lot is riding on this question. How are you feeling? You've made it all this way, and in a moment you will find out if you won the game. Before we get to the answer, your lovely wife is in the audience. Carol, good to see you. Carol is a cashier at Big Lots. She would love to see you win. There are many ways to go here. The obvious. non-obvious, the non-Hodgkin's lymphomius. Are you pretty confident in your answer? All right. This is for the whole game. 380-pound man. Where was the meth wedged? The answer? After this break. Pasquale's Pizza is packed with pepperoni. And with 13 locations in the tri-state area, your perfect pizza is just a phone call away. Pasquale's isn't just a pepperoni paradise anymore. We offer the largest selections and toppings, including mozzarella, sausage, bacon, onion, garlic, crushed red pepper, tomato, basil, ham, black olives, Canadian bacon, oregano, chicken, Parmesan oregano, jalapeno, green bell peppers, red onion, buffalo mozzarella, spinach, red bell pepper, meatballs, salami, sun-dried tomatoes, feta cheese, pesto, green olives, barbecue sauce, caramelized onions, provolone, beef, and buffalo chicken strips. Not to mention Asiago cheese, Italian sausage, barbecue pulled pork, hamburger, prosciutto, anchovy, goat cheese, artichoke, cherry tomatoes, ricotta, banana peppers, arugula, Italian sweet pepper, chorizo, habanero, artichoke hearts, gyro meat, broccoli, gorgonzola, sweet corn, shrimp, olive oil, capicola, tuna, eggs, eggplant, shellfish, cracker bread, sauerkraut, and 125 other options like pineapple, grapes, calamari, and a bunch of other shit. Pasquale's Pizza. Put it in your mouth. And we're back! When we last left, I was just about to reveal the answer to our question. It all comes down to this. The long, hard fight, but you made it all the way to the end. That's an accomplishment in itself, but I know you're anxious to hear the answer and see how you did. So, that sound means we are all out of time. Don't worry, when we return, we will pick up right where we left off. It'll be an exciting conclusion when we come back tomorrow. Oh, what's that? We're off until January for the holidays. Wow. That is going to be a painful, painful wait. You know me, I forget about shit, so chances are we'll never get to the bottom of this news story. Anyway, on behalf of everyone here, my name is Twink Martindale, and I will see you back, possibly maybe, if I remember to do this bit again in the new year. Bye, everybody! Promotional consideration provided by Broyhill Furniture, General Farm Foods, and the Levens Group. Twink Martindale's wardrobe provided by Stink Pig Jockstraps. Twink Martindale's pre-show douche furnished by Punami Enemas. Catch the wave and make your anus scream cowabunga with Punami Enemas. Stay tuned for a brand new episode of Dignity or Dollars coming up next. Have I wasted enough time? We're up to like 7 minutes. 7 minutes from the time I asked you guys, do you know where he put the meth? You know, I could get out all the information contained in an episode of Distorted View Daily in probably like 5 minutes. I just stretch this shit out. All right, let's do this. A 380-pound Florida man was hit with an additional felony charge after jail personnel discovered a bag of meth wedged deep within the belly button cavity of the defendant. Button, you're the big winner. Congratulations. How much meth do you think someone could store in their belly button? Now, I have what I consider to be a pretty deep belly button. You know, I've held up a microphone or microphone down to my belly button and made noises with it. Like I could wet here. I got a bottle of water here. I'm going to wet my belly button. Oh, shit. Oh, and then I can make noises with it. Here, hold on. See? Not too wet. That's me fingering my belly button. Pretty deep, right? All right. I guess, you know, a 380-pound man, you know, there's so much fat. You know, I guess there's a substantial hole there, belly button hole. Police responded late Friday to a suspicious person call placed by employees of a McDonald's in Clearwater. They arrested Martin Skelly when a search of the 41-year-old St. Petersburg resident turned up the loaded needle. Following Skelly's collaring for possession of narcotics and drug paraphernalia, cops asked him if he was in possession of any other contraband, since he could face additional charges if he brought illegal items to the county jail. Skelly denied having any additional contraband on his person. However, during intake processing at the jail, Skelly was subjected to a thorough body search, you know, anal. That's the big one. That's the big cavity. But also, probably looked in his mouth, I'm sure, under his armpits, you know, strapped to him and stuff. And that's when they found a small baggie wedged deep within the belly button cavity. The bag contained 2.7 grams of meth. Now, I'm not a drug person, so I don't know how much that is. I bet you it could at least get you a little high. After the meth stash was found at around 1:45 a.m. on Saturday, Skelly reportedly told an investigator, "I was just being dumb and not thinking." I don't think you can say that when you stick a bag of meth in your belly button. It sounds like you thought it out, like you knew where police would probably look. There was a process there. All right, Skelly's criminal record includes a 3-year stint in state prison for cocaine trafficking and busts for theft, drunk driving, narcotics possession, violating probation, and possession of drug paraphernalia. This time around, the hidden meth resulted in 2 additional felony charges being filed against Skelly, introducing contraband into a correctional facility, that's what they warned him about, and narcotics possession. He's locked up in lieu of $9,150 bond, so there you go. And finally today, freaks, you know I love a good hoarding story. This story comes from Australia. A Sydney hoarder was trapped for over 14 hours when all the fucking disgusting trash inside of her home fell on top of her. This is why you don't stack your filth. You leave it in piles. You don't need any, like, precarious towers of rubbish, you know? You want to build in a pile or a pyramid. You want a wide base. And then you want to narrow it as you head north. You know, you go up. Come on, this is hoarding 101, you stupid bitch. Fire and rescue crews were forced to break through a side window to gain access to the Canley Vale house, almost getting crushed themselves by the masses of garbage from floor to ceiling. The grandmother's husband, who sleeps in his car outside due to the mess. Guys really do just have so little power when it comes to relationships. Here's this guy, you know, he's probably the homeowner, right? The deed is in his name, but he's utterly powerless to do anything. He's living in filth, he doesn't want to, so he sleeps out in his car. You know, every time he mentions, you know, to his wife, well, you know, maybe we should clean up the place, she goes fucking ballistic on him. This isn't trash! These are my treasures! They're going to be worth something. I'm going to leave them to the grandkids. You know, whatever. All right. Yes, the grandmother's husband, who sleeps in his car outside due to the mess, raised an alarm when he couldn't get a hold of his wife on her mobile. She had been stuck for hours before help came at 10 this morning. This presented a serious challenge to the occupant's health, and the rescue was quite difficult at the time. Oh, my God. I'm looking at pictures. I'm going to try to make one of these today's featured image just to give you an idea. There's a picture taken from outside, but looking in, and you can really get a good idea of the trash. It's almost floor to ceiling. So there weren't necessarily towers or pyramids. It's like a sea of trash. Not trash. It's my treasures. All right. The situation was so extreme. What? extreme.
That's pretty extreme. Electric guitars and everything. The situation was so extreme, firefighters used the same earthquake training used while searching for survivors in New Zealand. Among the garbage dug through was magazines from the 80s and food that expired in the 1990s. Sounds like my pantry here in Douche Manor. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. We've got a Discord. There's a link on the main navigation bar, yada, 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 yada. So we did a voicemail show this past weekend. We didn't get as far as I wanted to. We played a bunch of calls, but, you know, I get sidetracked and I start talking about stuff. So we're almost halfway through September in the calls. So I said, we'll just keep doing voicemail shows until we've cleared everything up. So we're going to do a voicemail show this weekend. I think that should get us pretty close to, you know, up to date. Right now, though, I've got some patrons calling in. Now, I don't know if I played this one or not.
Special member. Fatimil.
Okay. I'm pretty sure we played this one.
I just wanted to weigh in on the whole voicemail situation. I think you have a right to have Patreon as a supplement to any kind of dip you have on your normal Sideshow subscribers. I like being a Sideshow member and also being able to pay an extra $5 tier.
Well, I love having you pay that money as well. I think we played this call on Friday's show, so I'm just going to skip ahead.
Hey, Tim. I'm just calling to weigh in on a dumbass voicemail issue. I don't think it's really an issue. I think it's a good idea to clean everything out. Sure, okay.
Yeah.
But really, I see no problem with paying extra to have a jump to the front of the line, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I know. It's a little weird, but I just wanted to give
personal
some
belief that you're going to get more calls, and so that'll still be a thing that's beneficial to pay for. Anyway, on the personal shows, have you considered doing stuff that's more in the like cringe and meme category? You mentioned reviewing some more of that 90 Day Fiancé and all that TLC garbage. But
yeah, I could do some of that. Sure, why not? I love that TLC crap. Oh my god.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what it do? It is Ellie, your most ancient listener and your newest Patreon and Discord member.
Oh, yay. Awesome! You're all over the place.
I am calling to, because I wanted to say something about the 15-year, well, more than that year anniversary, but 15-year for the podcast anniversary, and I was actually just kind of curious if you had planned anything, if you knew what you wanted to do, if you wanted to do, like, some big giant clip show or something like that. I was curious.
Well, what I would like to do at some point, it may not, you know, it's not going to be exactly on our 15th anniversary, but many years ago, we did this DV Primer. It was a show for new listeners to get caught up with everything very quickly. You know, if you've missed the first X amount of years of the show, here are some important things you need to know so that you'll understand references and stuff. And I would like to do an update to that, maybe in clip show form.
Say anything about it, but, you know, you should get interviews from us older listeners, such as myself and Spiral Hamfucker, and see if you can get a hold of that little electro baby brat.
Oh, do an update on him?
Like fucking 12.
Throughout the whole year, I would like to revisit things from DV's 15-year history. I think we'll do some as intros, play some of my favorite clips that way. And, you know, I don't know. I've been thinking about things, and but then again, I'm also like, you know, thinking we don't need to make a huge deal out of it.
Hey, Tim.
I don't know. Maybe we do.
Hope you're well, Tyler. Hey, in 1992...
I can't imagine, you know, I never thought in my life that I'd ever hold the same job for 15 years.
In 1992, young Tyler got a Sound Blaster card for his 286 computer and plugged it in and was delighted to find that it had a program called Dr. Spaceso, Spatso. Sounds suspiciously like the Blackulator. I don't know if MIT mixed up any cards or circuits at any point along the way.
It's sure. A very advanced computer, the Blackulator Caucasiatron, but they did not spend a lot of time or money on the voice output. So that's something.
Jigu, Timmy Boo. This is Greg from California. About a year ago, Haley's comment said he would tweak one of his own beer recipes to make the then new Distorted Brew. So I was just wondering if he had made any progress on that front.
He did mention that. Haley's comment, are you still working on your beer, your micro brewery shit or whatever it's called? And if so, have you given up on the idea of a Distorted Brew? Or is it still in the works? Maybe for DV's 50th anniversary. Call in and let me know. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God. Punami Enemas. Catch the wave and make your anus scream cowabunga with Punami Enemas. Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And remember, tomorrow's podcast is Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up. Support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I will see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Tastes better, yeah. You make the world go round and round. Pick it up, you can't put it down. Ooh. Dr. Pepper, you make the world taste better. You make the world taste better, yeah. Dr. Pepper, you make the world taste better. You make a world matter. Yeah, Dr. Pepper.